Da Bears.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was me.
That was not Caleb. No, that was me.
That actually was good.
That was pretty good. Yeah. No. Love Tanny. Hyping me up.
I thought that was just a super high quality drop, and I like, whoa.
That was, okay. Love that by me.
Tanny, I think, is going to level up on the hype music in efforts to get you to tap into your Britney Spears dreams, your Christina Aguilera dreams.
Listen, it doesn't take much to ask me to sing.
I mean, this is, Fergie parts coming up for the Black Eyed Peas here. I don't know if that... Carol, do you do the anthem? Have you ever done the anthem?
Listen, I've never done the anthem, but like that's a really hard song to sing.
Oh, I know. It's my dream. It's my dream to do the anthem at a baseball game.
Wait,
I've never done it.
What are the Cubs doing?
I'm trying.
Okay,
I'd like to do it. Look at that. I got Ruthie Belinsky in my corner. You never know what might happen.
I want everyone to know that ice cream was.
Was amazing, and you such an old radio pro already here on day three. With the newly minted Spiegel & Company.
Spiegel & Company.
Brought to you by Social Furniture. Although, I don't want to give Social Furniture the extra bonus. They don't deserve that. So we need a business name that we can put in there that syllabizes like that. So it's just kind of the same. We'll work on that. Thank you for your concern.
Yeah.
But it's good when you do it. What's the show called? Go ahead. You do it.
Spiegel & Company.
That's pretty good. So Ruthie's good at that, and she's good at eating ice cream sandwiches
in a commercial.
During a commercial break.
It doesn't take someone to be like I have a lot of TV experience where you got to stuff your face in commercial breaks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, football after show. Moment of silence for the
moment
football
of silence.
After show. Football after show was how long? 2 hours? Hour and a half?
90 minutes.
90 minutes. 90 minutes. You sometimes have to get a snack.
You just eat during the show, though.
Did want to eat during the show?
No, I don't know. No, but we would eat before the game, and it would, or during kind of that first quarter we'd order food, and
yeah.
It was always fun to watch those men just be animals with meals.
I'm sure.
Watching those three.
All right, so look, I had to make my pick. I had to make my official pick on this Bears game, the Bears and Texans on Sunday night. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Ruthie, I'm not afraid to put my opinion out there. Okay. Not afraid to do what I got to do.
Takes guts.
Yeah, well. And it takes two emails from Cody Westerlund, our webmaster, who has to remind me every week that it's time for me to get my pick in. So as long as he emails me twice, which I'm sure he enjoys, then I will get my pick in. So anyway, I got my pick in, and I almost did it today, but I couldn't. I couldn't quite get there to pick the Bears in an upset. I did pick them. I think I did, I guess I could look. But I think I did 27-24 Texans. So I've got the Bears offense making strides forward, showing some progress.
Are they scoring any touchdowns?
Yeah. They're
on offense.
Three touchdowns. Okay. Three offensive touchdowns.
Okay.
But Caleb Williams has a mistake. He has his first NFL mistake, which gives the Texans that extra possession that they need and some bonus points, and they win on a Sunday night thriller that we remember the rest of the year, 27-24.
Wow.
That was my prediction.
That would hurt, too.
By three.
That would hurt.
Would it, though? Would it? I mean, wouldn't
you... To be that close?
Don't you think we're still at a moment where... And we can ask the texters at 312-644-6767. How would that feel?
Right.
I mean, if the offense takes strides forward and looks good, but Caleb has an NFL mistake, has an NFL classic rookie mistake, and Houston wins by three, does that one hurt on Monday or not? I don't know, because knowing where you are, if you're 1-1 and the league is saying, watch out, the Bears are coming, I think that feels pretty good on Monday.
That's a good point, and I like that. That's a very Ruthie spin on that. Like, that's a positive spin. I think to be so close where it's like, may or may not come down to a field goal attempt and it's 3 points, or Houston kicks a field goal as time expires, like one of those like 3 point, like last minute, last second sort of type situations, that could hurt. I think if it's a game where the Bears, it's maybe the Texans pull away, the Bears make it close at the end, and it's, it just doesn't happen. That's that. But talking about, I was joking with you, Speaks, about the, are we going to score? Are the Bears going to score any points on offense? It's going to be hard to score points on defense this week. I'll tell you that much, because CJ Stroud
he doesn't turn it over.
Does not turn the ball over. He threw five interceptions in his rookie season?
I think it might have been four.
Was it?
Was it four?
Four.
I'll look right now. I got
five
you.
Or four. We're gonna check. Uh-huh. I mean that, but still, I mean that's just crazy, and I think it speaks to the level, you know, of play that C.J. Stroud had so early on in his career, but also the kind of person. But what you reminded me of, Speaks,
yeah,
is that Caleb Williams in his college career did not turn the ball over much either.
First of all, you're right. It's five interceptions.
Five interceptions. Was one in the playoffs?
Yeah, 23 touchdowns and just five interceptions for C.J. Stroud last year. But Caleb Williams, yes, five interceptions in each season at USC, only four interceptions at Oklahoma. That dude has never turned it over more than five times in a season via the interception. He has had fumbling troubles. And, you know, it holds the ball a long time in college, and there were some sack troubles and some fumbling troubles, but not with the interceptions. But anyway, yeah, looking at Stroud's numbers, you're reminded of just how efficient he is. That's some Aaron Rodgers type ish.
That's crazy. And I want to talk to Coach today when we talk to him later about the batted balls, because what is that? You know, where do the batted balls come from? Is that protection? Is that Caleb's size? Is that his technique? Is it there's a lot of questions I have about that from, you know, what you're calling as a defense to create the batted balls, but also what can Caleb do to help prevent it? Because he's not massive, but he's not tiny.
He's not tiny. It's not a it doesn't feel like it should be a short quarterback situation where he's got to learn to have the different arm angles or things like that. But you know, it's certainly plausible that he needs to adjust to better rushers and better players in his face and NFL defensive linemen who are trained and schooled very well at getting their arms up, no matter where they
are. Of course.
So there's that. But hold on, you're stalling.
I am stalling.
Are you going to make a pick or
all
not?
Right, no, I'm not.
Why are you feeling
positive?
Hold on,
maybe by the end of the show. Yeah. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling hopeful. The Texans haven't played on Sunday Night Football in 5 years. I believe that favors the Bears. And listen, I understand the Texans have played in a lot of big games. They played in the playoffs. They won at home in the playoffs. There is something special. And maybe this is just because I'm an NBC girly. But there is something special about Sunday Night Football and the bright lights and that fan base that is so excited about the future of their team and their quarterback. That's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere in Houston, I think, on Sunday, because they haven't been able to. But it's early in the season, and I think there's a lot of unknowns about the Bears' offense still. And that's one thing that I think could be, when we spin this and look at this back in the season, like, the Bears didn't give much away in their first game about what they're going to do on offense. And it could look very different in week two.
Yes.
And
we are expecting adjustments.
We are expecting adjustments from Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams. And I think that the Texans and their lack of experience on Sunday Night Football could favor the Bears.
So this is a big moment. It's totally a big moment for Houston. You're right. First Sunday in 5 years. And it's a different kind of bright light. Last year they had the comfort of being that team that nobody expected to be any good.
Right.
And now the expectations are high. First home game, Sunday Night Football with the bright lights. The NFL is weird, right?
It's weird. It's weird. And weird things happen in prime time.
This league is pretty damn tight. What, 72% of the games last year in the fourth quarter were one score games. It can be a thin margin sometimes. And it just, I think to you, it has that feeling of like one of those weird early season NFL games where things get flipped.
It does. And I think with a lot of the conversation having been, maybe Caleb wasn't nervous in his first start, but he was juiced. He was excited. He was making, you know, some throws that he wants to have back. That's gone. You're on the road. It's not your home crowd. No pressure. Like, you know, you're saying that maybe some Bears fans would say, hey, I'll take a close loss. There's progress. If I see progress, that's a win for a Bears fan, which doesn't really sound very Bears fanny to me, but I'll take it. There's no pressure on the Bears to win this game. You're 6-point underdogs. I mean, go out there, let it loose, Caleb. Be yourself. Take care of the football. Crazy things can happen. I almost cursed.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Almost.
Spiegs and Ruthie, texters getting in. Ruthie, you are the best. Love how well you vibe with the afternoon crew and that you bring the element of sports knowledge and professionalism that they need. That's another compliment that just takes a shot at us.
I didn't even ask
it's
one.
Amazing.
I didn't even ask for the compliments.
No. The compliments are coming, but yeah, they're saying that it's we're a bunch of children and that you're all of a sudden a professional adult.
No.
So whatever. But that's okay.
If I fit well with you guys, then that means I'm a child too.
So Texter says, you have already exalted Caleb as Mr. Generational. He cannot make that mistake you're talking about, not the way you talked about him for the last 6 months. Of course he can. Of course he can.
Of
course he will. This is the league. It is a difficult league. We're saving your texts, and we'll continue to take your reaction to this idea. Ruthie has not made a pick yet, but the pressure will be on all afternoon. We will talk to Jarrett Payton in the middle of the next hour. When we come back, some Cubs anger at a person that deserves it after last night. Keep it here on The Score.